White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, January 1909. Elder J.E. White, Nashville, Tennessee. Dear children, Edson and Emma. I received your letter, Edson, and from what you write, I feel sure that you are being led and taught by the Lord. These letters have been a great relief to me. Their simplicity has brought me joy. They have the right ring to them. Let me assure you that your brother Willie needs your help. Together, you can accomplish an excellent work in getting the truth contained in my writings before the people. If you will unite your efforts, you will advance the work. You are acquainted with the workers in the office. These are Clarence Chrysler, Doris Robinson, Miss Stewart, Miss Hawkins, and Miss Graham. I find Miss Stewart an excellent worker. I can talk freely with her at any time. She lives close by in the little cottage, for which she pays $5 a month rent. Minnie Hawkins is also a good worker. She will remain with me a while longer. I hope that you both will come to us as soon as possible. We have recently purchased some land close by the Buena Vista property, a lot containing over 17 acres. One of our workers thought of purchasing it for the purpose of establishing a cripple's home, but was not willing to pay more than $1,500 for it. The land could not be secured for less than $2,000. After the purchase was made, Brother Vaughn felt that he could not pay more than the $1,500, and so the property was left on Elder Haskell's hands. We felt that we could not let this land go back into the hands of unbelievers, and Elder Haskell asked me if I would not buy it. I consented to do this. We do not know for what this piece of land will be used. It would make a splendid site for a church, but that matter can be decided later. There has been some delay in getting the title to the Buena Vista property. We are looking forward to having the matter settled soon. This is an excellent site for a school. As soon as I saw it, I was sure that it would make an ideal place for the carrying on of our educational work, for we can combine physical work on the farm with the study of books. Here the students can be taught to build and to engage in many useful lines of labor, as the students at Madison are being taught to do. There should also be sanitarium facilities in connection with the school, for I have been shown that wherever we have a training school, we should have a sanitarium where the students can receive instruction in caring for the sick and suffering. We are now waiting to secure the papers before taking possession. We feel that this is just the place we should have. We do not like to have so long a delay in settling the business, but there seems to be no help for it. January 9, 1909. I hoped to get a letter to you before this in reply to the precious letter you wrote me. I have not changed my mind at all in regard to your connecting with my work. The Lord will bless you and us in our united labors. I cannot allow my mind to be constantly at work, and yet there are important matters that must come before the people. We are doing our best, but there are so many questions about which to counsel and advise, and in trying to answer them, I am kept in constant weariness and perplexity. My son, I long to see you free in the Lord, and trusting wholly in God. You and W.C. White ought to stand perfectly united. When you both stand as one, having a living connection with God, I shall feel that I can die in peace. I shall pray that no unwise moves may be made. We need the grace of God every moment. Do not allow your mind to become confused. Walk in the light as Christ is in the light. Then no darkness will cloud your pathway. It may be that you will meet with unexpected drawbacks, but do not let these discourage you. I am not able to write more in this letter. I have spent some sleepless nights lately, and today I am so weak that I can hardly hold up my head. I have been reading some of the testimonies, but have been compelled to stop because of the pain in my heart. Yet the Lord is blessing me with clearness of mind, for which I am thankful. I will hold on as best I can, trusting that you will succeed in connecting with your brother in my work. I have written to Willie but once since he left, though I have heard from him several times. We have had gentle rains for nearly a week, but today the sun is shining, and the day is pleasant.